Now, KMOX at your service. Welcome to Nothing Impossible. Now, here are your hosts, Michael Calhoun and Travis Sheridan on News Radio 1120 KMOX.
Welcome in. We are going to play ball a little bit today on the show, Travis.
Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jacks.
Yeah. Hopefully some fireworks at the end.
I hope so. Rounding the bases.
So we're going to talk about a quintessential St. Louis subject, which is sports today.
Pretty big in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's great is, okay, St. Louis has been big in sports for quite a while. Over the last few years, startups have become really big in St. Louis, and mm-hmm. now we have this organization, this group called Stadia Ventures, which uh-huh. mashes them together.
We've had them on the show before, played some of it last week.
Yeah.
And we're going to do an update because they've got their first cohort. That's a name, that's a word that's used for the winners of their latest investment
right.
round.
First class.
Yeah, so they're going to bring them into St. Louis, though they've come to St. Louis, and they're going to show them off this week. We've also got some pretty big name companies, too, that are in town
to take
part in this, that have recognized that this is something they can't find anywhere else in the country.
Yeah, we have folks from Under Armour in mm-hmm. town, and they're going to be in studio talking with us, and IBM Watson. You know, most people remember that from the Jeopardy shows where Watson's computer was competing.
Or the commercials now, where he can
right.
win chess games and
yeah.
stuff.
But, you know, if you think about the predictive analytics, a lot of that would be probably pretty helpful in sports. And so, yeah, we'll mm-hmm. talk to those folks today.
Yeah, and something I think is cool is the fact that and you've mentioned this before, the fact that St. Louis, instead of doing kind of a let's see what works and a bunch of generic stuff, is very specifically targeting the things that we're already good at. We have more plant scientists than anywhere else in the world. So
we have Yield Labs.
The Yield Lab right. and Biogenerator and all these right. things to focus on plant science or sports with Stadia Ventures mm-hmm. or with MasterCard and Stifel and Edward Jones and all those companies here. 630 trying to bring financial tech
right.
startups to town.
It just seems like it makes sense, right? We don't have an accelerator for transportation. You know why? We're not really good in transportation.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can see through the window. We have they're clamoring to get in here.
I think
probably
we're going to have about 15 people in the studio today.
So let's cram them in here. Let's see if we can do that over the commercial break. We'll be right back and we'll talk the business of sports up next on KMOX.
Tom Ackerman, Chris Raby. These guys know sports. Hear their reports, mornings and afternoons, 15 and 45 past the hour, on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Listen to KMOX on your smartphone by downloading the radio.com app now.
Welcome back. It is Nothing Impossible on KMOX. Michael Calhoun and Travis Sheridan. And we've got
a full house.
Yeah, it's going to be an action-packed show. Let's start off. We're talking all Stadia Ventures all the time this week.
Which is, for those that don't know, we have a couple of the folks from crew of folks from Stadia in
yeah.
here. It's the new
a couple times 10.
Yeah, sports-related accelerator that's helping sports startups get launched here in St. Louis. Giving them some cash, which is helpful. Giving them some relationships with some big names, which we'll talk to in a few minutes, and some really cool technologies. And so we have Art and Tim from Stadia Ventures. Gentlemen, how are you?
Great,
good.
Thanks for having us back.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Heard a little bit from you last week. Re-racked an old interview as kind of a preview of the big news that you have this week.
Yes.
What's going on?
So we had our first inaugural demo day. It's our opportunity to give the four companies that we've invested in the opportunity to jump up on stage and show their accelerator companies to investors, sports execs, and a lot of folks that have come into town just to stay at Busch Stadium and hear their stories.
So let's rewind a little bit. We've talked about this before, but where did you find the need, the demand? How did you decide, you know, we've heard so much about startups, especially in St. Louis lately, but how did you zero in on sports?
Well, we always talk about Stadia, that we are providing, we're filling the need for three main constituents. So you have entrepreneurs out there in sports that really want to get to the next level, don't know who to talk to. You have sports industry that is looking for innovation, but they don't know how to vet all the different ideas that mm-hmm. come through the inbox. And then you have investors that want to invest in things that they have a passion for, and so many investors have a passion for sports. So there's nothing that's putting a network together for those three groups of people. So what Stadia Ventures does is we create a hub. We like to call ourselves the sports innovation hub mm-hmm. that connects those three groups.
And there are a lot. We hear stories of these athletes that are just squander their wealth because they make bad investments. Are there athletes that are interested in getting involved in the startup community as well?
Very much so. It's funny because you have on the one side of it, NFL as an example, I believe the statistic is 80% of all NFL athletes will be bankrupt within 5 years of retiring. So the goal is, how do you help educate them on becoming becoming better investors, becoming better entrepreneurs. And that's another reason why we've kind of created Stadia Ventures.
So where did you, how did you wind up in St. Louis? We know St. Louis is known as the best baseball town and has been named best sports town a few other times. So how did you guys wind up in St. Louis doing this? Why did it make sense to be here?
From a Philly guy.
Yeah, I'm a Philly guy. I came here to work for Rawlings Sporting Goods. Worked for Rawlings for 10 years, one of the great classic brands in all of sports and really makes St. Louis proud. And then was introduced to Tim, native St. Louisan. And am I saying that correctly? So I'm a Philly, sorry. The reason that Stadia Ventures is in St. Louis, it's not by accident. It really is a testament to the community. I mean, our demo day, 150-plus people there. You have the leaders from all of the three major sports franchises there, the presidents of the Cardinals, president of the Blues, president of the Rams there supporting us. And you just would not find that in any other city. You have great partners within the community, great partners that are willing to come from within the industry to St. Louis. So it really is a testament to the community here.
And what people don't realize is how deep our bench is for sports business talent. I mean, you take Anheuser-Busch, which is the number one global sports sponsor. You take the talent as far as the CEO of U.S. Soccer is from St. Louis, the president of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, the list goes on and on. So it's a nice opportunity to bring all that talent back to St. Louis.
And Tim, you had a sports-related startup at one time, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like, how long ago was that?
2003.
So okay.
We were pre-iPhone. It was one of the very first mobile app platforms for sports fans in stadiums to give them access to instant replays, stats, infographics, concessions, everything. So we were very ahead of the curve, but we were adopted so well by the St. Louis sports business community.
Yeah, what have you found when it comes to whether it's Rawlings or it seems like the three CEOs of the sports teams are being really supportive and showing up at the events and stuff like that. But from a fan perspective, where can I encounter technology as a sports fan in St. Louis? And do you see that as maybe an opportunity for growth?
Oh, I think you can find it all over, from how you're buying your tickets to where you're seeing the games to what you're seeing during the game to the technology that you're buying in the stores to playing out in the field. I mean, it is, you're probably wearing some of it now. Or you will be wearing some of it now in a few years from some of the stuff that our companies are working on. So it permeates every part of sport.
Mm-hmm. And are the teams that are going through this, the companies that are going through this, are they getting pilot opportunities, proof of concept opportunities? Are the executives in the town trying out some of the technologies that are here? Testing it?
Sure. The beauty of what we created with Stadia Ventures is we wanted to work with those entrepreneurs that already have product and service. They already have traction. They already have revenue. So less on the proof of concept side. But the beauty is that the teams and the industry folks, again, the reason why we had such a great crowd at Demo Day was because they want to see the next big thing in a way that they haven't been able to connect in a long time. And so there's a lot of good stuff out there that the folks are looking for.
We'll talk to some of them in just a little bit, but who won this cohort? Who's in this group? Who are we hearing from at Demo Day?
Well, so we have four companies here that have been through with us for our first cohort. You're going to hear from Fishity from Madison, Wisconsin, Winning Identity from Toronto, Canada, Leaf Tech from Brooklyn, New York, and Rookies from good old St. Louis, Missouri.
And what maybe a little synopsis of Rookies St. Louisans should be familiar with.
We've had them on the show.
Yeah. But maybe the other three. Who are the other three?
Fishity is a fishing app. It's for all you anglers out there that are frustrated that, Brian will tell you, the founder of Fishity will tell you that 90% of the fish are found in 10% of the water. And he has the app that helps you find that 10% of the water.
Hmm. Well, that seems like an unfair advantage.
You do have to pay for the premium version of it. So there is a cost. The Winning Identity is the enterprise software that really is powering the game of golf. So it's helping connect the golf pros with students, with club fitting, and it really is providing the infrastructure from anything from the Golf Channel all the way to some of the major club manufacturers. Mm-hmm. And then Leaf Tech has the world's first street snowboard. So for all you snowboarders out there that are frustrated for all those months of the year where there's no snow on the ground, Leaf has the gives you the first time the ability to go have that shredding type of feeling On the sidewalk or on the street.
Now, is this a Marty McFly hoverboard that we're talking about?
It is not a hoverboard. No, no, this is the true, and you snowboarders out there would know that true heel toe, that type of shredding, that edging action. Nothing gives you that feeling other than a snowboard until now.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. So we're going to talk to a few of these folks today. And then who else?
Absolutely, yeah.
You brought in, I think, Under Armour is here today as well?
Yep. So in addition to the cohort, we also ended up bringing in Under Armour, head of Olympic innovation on that side, as well as IBM Watson and the Sports Watson side of things, that are just doing amazing things in the industry. And again, the hub mentality that Art spoke about, it was just bringing good people together that need to know each other. And so that's, we get a chance to do it in St. Louis.
Well, I'm guessing IBM Watson probably could have helped me with my fantasy football league this year.
More than you can imagine.
I am not in the playoffs due to some bad human decisions. I could lean on Watson next year for some predictive analytics to help me move this forward.
Well, thanks guys for coming in. Congratulations on the cohort and the event and everything.
We appreciate the support, and please do continue bringing the support on. Let us know if you know of any startups in the sports business space we should be looking at, industry folks, or even investors that would have an interest in this kind of space.
Is there a next round of applications or any deadlines people should know about?
Applications are now open for our spring cohort. Application process goes through the end of the year, and the spring cohort starts in early March.
And the website?
Is www.stadiaventures.com. And if you go there to the accelerator tab, you'll find the application.
Wonderful. Tim and Art, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you guys very much.
Mornings and afternoons, Overhead Door Company of St. Louis and the Business Bank of St. Louis look back at celebrities and entertainers on KMOX.
We will rock you.
It is Nothing Impossible on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Michael and Travis with you. And we have a group from the cohort that's winning the Stadia Ventures this round.
Talking all sports technology all the time around here.
So we have Joe, Brian, and Aaron. So why don't we just start from left to right down your radio dial and let you each of you introduce yourselves and what startup you're from and what you do and what Stadia Ventures means to you.
All right. So I'm Joe Hainlein from Rookies. Rookies app is a way to make custom baseball cards right from your iPhone and have those professionally printed, just like on the retro 80s baseball cards you're familiar with if you're a collector, if you're in your 20s or 30s or 40s. So Stadia to us has been a great chance to accelerate our business and see what we can do as far as understanding the market better and moving forward with the next version of Rookies, which will be out in April.
Wonderful. Joe?
Cool. And Joe number two.
So I'm Joe Shushat from Winning Identity. I had coached and caddied on the PGA Tour for a couple of years and saw that they had access to world-class information that really wasn't getting out there. So we wanted to bring everything that's golf into one centralized location. So that's what Winning Identity is. So we help golf coaches run more effective businesses. We help golfers get better. And we can even, through our proprietary algorithm, make sure that golfers are actually purchasing the right clubs that are specifically for them. And in terms of Stadia, the opportunity that they provided for us has actually exceeded all of our expectations in terms of the connections that they've put forth. You know, like as you mentioned earlier, they've got IBM Watson and Under Armour here that they've given us the opportunity to interact with and kind of see how they do business. And then they've also provided us with advisory panels that, you know, come from leading companies that we'd really have no real access to outside of a group like this. So they've really helped accelerate our business pretty significantly that we really are truly appreciative for.
Outstanding.
Wonderful.
Brian?
I'm Brian Jensen, CEO and founder of Fishity, based out of Madison, Wisconsin, and been fishing my whole life like many people in Wisconsin because there's not much else to do. And so basically Fishity helps you have better success on the water. We help you eliminate unproductive water through our proprietary copyrighted fishing maps and also connect you to other like-minded anglers where you can share similar experiences, talk about fishing, and show off your catches.
And so what about Stadia? How's that helped you and accelerated your venture?
So Stadia has provided a lot, and I think Joe did a really great job of sort of articulating why. But for me, the two biggest things are introductions to investors and introductions to industry partners that are already, you know, in just a short amount of time are already coming through for us. And really exciting things in 2016 with, you know, IBM, Under Armour, and a lot of other partners.
Wonderful. Cool. Aaron?
Hi, my name's Aaron Aders, and I'm with Leaf Tech.
So I grew up in the Midwest, loved to go snowboarding. And as a lot of the Midwesterners probably listening now know, there's not a lot of hills or mountains. And that was a problem. I always dreamed as a kid of snowboarding to work and to school. And so out of that passion, our teams developed the world's first electric skateboard that moves just like a snowboard. So those edge-to-edge movements that Arch mentioned, those moves you can only get on a wave or a mountain, we bring to the streets up to 25 miles an hour and with 8 miles of riding range per charge. So now you can snowboard to work.
Wow. So how do you do that? Do you change where the wheels are? And then I assume people still have to have all the stuff to go around. It doesn't have a rocket engine on it, right?
Yeah, it's an electric design. So we have the same electric batteries and motors, in fact, in a Tesla, just scaled down quite a bit. And so it's all electric, and we added a couple extra of caster wheels that we've powered that's never been done before. And so this system really just works in a magical way that it really replicates snowboarding.
So four of the companies are from outside the area. One of the companies is from St. Louis. So for the out-of-towners first, what's St. Louis been like for you? You know, from the startup community, as you've experienced this, what are some cool things that you've noticed and that you like? And what are some things where we maybe still need to grow?
So I think that
this is Joe Golf Joe, not Rookies Joe. Right?
Yeah.
So, this is Canadian Joe.
Yeah, Canadian Joe. So I think coming into the cohort, not that I was skeptical of coming to St. Louis, I think that the community here has really opened their arms and welcomed us in a lot of different ways. You know, Stadia's put together a group of individuals that are here, you know, parts of the Cardinals organization, the St. Louis Blues organization, and really beyond that, where they've really shown us the city in unique ways that, you know, helped us grow our business that, you know, I really hadn't seen. You know, I'm from Toronto, but we have an office in Orlando. Orlando didn't really welcome us the same way that we really saw here in terms of, you know, things like Venture Cafe on Thursday nights, where you get the opportunity to network with groups of people, and it's a really tight-knit community that, you know, really, as I mentioned, opens their arms to you, and you can meet people with a lot more ease than I've really found in other places. So I'm really impressed by that, to the point where, you know, we've even started to talk about potentially opening an office here. So, you know, it's been unbelievable to see kind of the startup community that is here.
I think you probably have found you have something in common with a lot of St. Louisans. Neither of our teams are going to have David Price next year, right?
That's true. No, it's we had, you know, it was 20 something years since we had a competitive baseball team. So I think all of Toronto kind of fell off the bandwagon at the same time. So it's unfortunate.
How about you, Brian?
Yeah.
Can we talk about Aaron Rodgers? I mean, a little Packers. No, anyway.
You don't want to talk about football.
Yeah, right, exactly. I echo a lot what Joe said. It's just you guys also have a really, I think, strong underdog mentality, proven, you know, the coast that there's something here. And I think that there's a lot to say for that. There's camaraderie. That's crazy. Like Joe said, people inviting you in, and you guys also have really awesome bars and restaurants. So it's been awesome.
Well, where have you gone? What's your favorite list?
Yeah, that's so hard. I mean, I really like, maybe like
a district?
Four Hands.
Okay.
Four
yeah.
Hands is
yeah.
Pretty,
yeah.
Pretty killer.
Basso.
Yeah. This is Aaron with Leaf Tech. You know, I'm from Indy. I think that a lot of Midwestern towns like Detroit or Indy or Cincinnati, you guys are all trying to be that, you know, Silicon cornfield or whatever. But I think
Silicon cornfield, I like that.
The Arches actually made, never mind.
Yeah, they call this Silicon kidding. Valley, actually.
Yeah.
But I
hope you have a copyright on that. I haven't heard that before.
Yeah.
Let's mark it now. So, I mean, I think they're all trying to be that. And it's interesting. Indy's doing a lot right, and a lot of these are. But what St. Louis is doing more right than everybody else is at the very base level. I mean, so many accelerators. I think it's some like 16 accelerators. I don't know if Indy has one. And at that base level, at that the most important level, I think, you guys have more support than I even see out in Brooklyn or even the business that I've done on the West Coast. And that's really cool to see. If I was starting a company brand new, and I you know, I might come here over a lot of other places.
Very well. That's it. Those are all very kind words. And so for our
they're
local,
going to be on the St. Louis brochure.
That's right. Yeah. So for our local Joe with Rookies, and we have this is a baseball town. We've chatted with Matt Seebeck a few times. He is all about St. Louis. But you know, how is St. Louis really embracing Rookies? And do you see a lot of kids from like Little League getting apps or getting their cards printed out and stuff? Like how have we embraced you?
Oh, we've had great adoption in St. Louis and the surrounding area. We see all kinds of interesting cards. It's not just Little Leagues. It's people doing wedding invitations. It's birthday announcements. It's almost any event you want to celebrate, people are making Rookies cards. So St. Louis is a great place for us to launch because so many people love baseball. So many people have that nostalgic feel for baseball. And that's kind of the reason why we, you know, started it is that nostalgia that, you know, those bonds that get created from seeing your face or your kid's face on a baseball card, just like you had collected when you were a kid. So,
this is an awkward question, but has the adult industry embraced Rookies yet?
We try not to print any risque cards right now. We do get a few every once in a while that we have to turn back, but
well, I mean, no,
it's very family friendly. We have a lot of kids, a lot of you know, 1 and 2 year olds doing birthday cards and wedding announcements and things like that.
Joe's not talking about his personal collection, though.
Well, you know, anything that happens on the internet eventually ends up in the adult industry. So I just wanted to see if Rookies had embraced that yet.
Did you have an order rejected, Travis?
We have not embraced the adult industry.
And in every industry, you have veterans and you have rookies. So that's all I'm saying.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God. Well, you know what I find so cool is, especially with the advent of Twitter, mm-hmm. so that anybody can find information on whatever niche they're interested in. So many people are interested in the business of sports now, whether it's the price of beer at this stadium versus another, or a new piece of technology.
Well, Darren Revelle's made a whole career out of it.
Well, yeah, I was trying not to mention his name, but yeah, he's one of my favorite Twitter followers. So, I mean, for you guys, is it any different now, you think, like when you tell your parents or your friends or whoever, yeah, I'm starting up a sports, you know, tech company, are they like, yeah, whereas a few years ago, you think they might be like, what? Start with Aaron.
I mean, I think my mom had the same reaction when I told her 10 years ago, I'm starting this internet company, it's going to be big. And she's like, what are you doing? Get a real job. And I said, no, I got this electric skateboard, it's going to be big. And so I don't know. You know, I have a family of doctors and nurses, so they're pretty, pretty focused.
So they'll help you after you fall down off the
See,
snowboard, the,
everybody
right?
has a purpose. That's true.
How about you, Brian?
Mostly my mom yells at me because she still can't catch fish. So of course it's my fault. But no, I think it's really cool. And when I talk to people about sort of the community and how we're being embraced by some of the pro sports franchises and the fact that companies like IBM and Under Armour are really trying to get, into the space and lead innovation, I think people take it a lot more serious.
Hmm. Joe?
Yeah, I think when I started the company, there were a lot of skeptics. I look at my father, oddly enough, as the person that truly believed in kind of what I was doing. I finished university. I was out on tour, and I kind of saw that there was a need for what we're doing, and he kind of believed in me. I know a lot of my friends, kind of thought I was all, you know, it'll never work. But I think that you know, over the last couple of years, I think that sports, and especially sports analytics, has really taken on mm-hmm. an industry of its own, where I think people really are starting to see that there's big business, you know, and the passion that goes into sports is huge, you know, as Art and Tim were mentioning, that you know, people are starting to invest more into it. So, you know, over, you know, especially more so the last year, there's been a lot more of a receptive atmosphere into what, you know, I've kind of been doing, and I'm sure they could kind of agree with me in that sense. But yeah, when I first started out, there was, you know, there was a lot of skeptical people out there, but definitely lately there's more people kind of coming into the space and believing in it.
Hey, how do you feel about, speaking of sports tech and golf, Fox's glowing golf ball that like makes the streak through the sky? Is that like the old glowing hockey puck that everybody hated, or is this like the next big thing in sports broadcasting? Travis is laughing.
I'm serious. I remember the hockey puck, and that's just annoying as hell. So.
No, I think that the FlightScope technology behind that is a company that we know very well, and it's very cool. You know, I think that if we could actually get that sort of technology out to the masses, where, you know, you could take your iPhone out and, you know, just hit the ball and just see your ball flight, I think that would be immensely cool. You know, and again, back to the analytics is the numbers that they can actually provide behind that line to show you, you know, that Dustin Johnson just hit it 400 yards, you know, and it has these superhuman characteristics to it. I think it adds another element. I think that when people typically think of golf, they kind of think boring. I would kind of argue with that. I kind of like watching golf on TV in the sense that it just goes from player to player to player to player. So it's actually pretty cool in that sense. But no, I think that's technology that's cool and should be continued in kind of golf going forward. And I think it's pretty cool.
Awesome. Good deal. Well, guys, thanks for coming in. And for those that are from out of town, welcome to St. Louis. Joe, as an in-town person, we're glad that you are still here. We'll be back. We'll talk Under Armour and IBM Watson after the break on Nothing Impossible on KMOX.
What three magic words can help your small business grow? How about digital payment system? See how at the CBS Small Business Pulse. Built in partnership with Bank of America Merchant Services, the CBS Pulse can help you get the most out of your business. Visit CBSPulse.com.
All right, continuing along, Nothing Impossible on KMOX, our weekly show about innovation here in St. Louis. Welcome back, Michael Calhoun and Travis Sheridan.
It's been a good show so far.
Let's keep it going. Fantastic. Yeah, we're joined by Nick Consumpis of the IBM Watson Sports Initiative and Patrick Meek, who's working on Olympics and special projects at Under Armour. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you guys aren't startups. right. IBM's been around for a little while.
A little while.
Under Armour, I spent some time in Baltimore, and Under Armour has really established such a huge ecosystem out there, being a great corporate partner and leader out in the Baltimore area. Thanks for coming into the studio and chatting with us a little bit today. So the state of interest thing, what's it all about? Like, from two established brands, like, why are you guys involved in this?
So I guess I'll go first. So within the IBM Watson ecosystem, our job is to find the most innovative companies in the world. And to do that, you know, we need to find the groups out there, such as accelerator programs, that are doing this work for us. And when I started the sports initiative within the IBM Watson ecosystem and got in touch with Tim and Art and saw the energy and passion that they were putting into the sports tech world, I had to come down here and check it out. And it's been an incredible experience for me to see the work that they're doing with the companies that they have in their cohort. And it's allowing me the opportunity to bring in some of their companies and allow them to use some of the Watson technology.
Now, can't Watson just tell you with his predictive analytics where all the great companies are? Is it a self-fulfilling prophecy with that machine?
Believe it or not, there is not one all-knowing Skynet Watson, as much as we might want that. We're using the Watson technology to help these companies reach their goals and build new businesses.
Cool. And what about Under Armour?
Yeah. So about a year ago, when I moved over to Under Armour, my buddy was starting to work with Stadia Ventures, and he gave me a call and said, "Hey, you really need to check these guys out. They're doing some really amazing things, and the companies that they're bringing in are doing some really innovative products in the space." So as a result, as Under Armour has always said, we haven't yet made our defining product. So definitely talked to Art and Tim and saw what they're all about and have been thoroughly impressed the entire process.
What have you guys seen in terms of the business of sports and people being interested not just in picking up a pair of Under Armour shoes at the store, but in what is behind everything that you do?
It's really incredible to see the amount of technology that's impacting the world of sports. I mean, when you go to a stadium nowadays, there's not, you know, a fan in the stadium that doesn't have some sort of interaction with their iPhone, whether that's good or not from a sports purist perspective, that's a different argument. But the amount of energy that teams themselves are investing in technology from a fan engagement perspective, from an athlete perspective, youth sports even, it's incredible to see the amount of technology. And sports has been relatively late to the party, so it's amazing to see Stadia Ventures come in and some of these other accelerators that are doing so much around sports tech.
And from the consumer standpoint, I think consumers these days are demanding a lot more of their products in the sports world. 5 or 10 years ago, you weren't seeing moisture-wicking T-shirts on every single garment. Now you are. That's the common T-shirt that was 20 years ago revolutionary. Now people are wondering what their iPhone app does in order to go into their native ecosystem. So I think that regular consumers are a lot more informed than they were, let's say, even 5 years ago. And they're asking a lot more of companies like Under Armour and IBM so that we can make them better, whatever sport that they're doing.
I think of, you know, in sports, it's the minor, the small things that make incremental improvements, which have a big impact on the game. And when we look at technology, either through statistics and data analysis or just better equipment that Under Armour can provide, you know, how have you seen these incremental improvements start adding up over time to for wide, sweeping changes in sports?
Yeah, what you're talking about with aggregation of marginal gains, which was really popularized.
That's a very fancy way of saying what I just said. Yeah.
So it's a really interesting sports concept that came out of the UK probably 3 or 4 years ago with the British cycling team. But it's the general idea is that if you're 1% better in 100 different things, then you're going to end up being about 20% better than your competition. And I think when you're an industry leader, you try to really focus on the aggregation of marginal gains, because at the end of the day, you're never going to be able to be 100% better at, let's say, manufacturing something. It's just physically impossible. But if you can add up all those small things, then you can really create something great. And I think when you see companies like these four companies that we have here that Stadia has brought in, they're really doing those things. They're really making sure that they're aggregating all those marginal gains.
Now, when you guys decide as companies, we want to have, you know, researchers here or an innovation lab there, and then you take a look at what you've seen in St. Louis and the support that these companies are getting and the fact that Stadia exists, you know, kind of what characteristics do you look for and what characteristics have you seen in St. Louis?
It's a great question. It's funny, you know, being in New York, everything in New York is so New York centric and San Francisco centric. And when I tell my colleagues I'm coming out to St. Louis, they look at me like I'm crazy. But, you know, when you come out here, you notice a couple different things. The first thing you notice is the amount of individual attention that is given to the startups and the accelerators. I mean, you go out to places like San Francisco, they're so busy and so inundated with companies that those companies don't necessarily get the amount of quality attention that they might need to be successful. And when you come out here and you see the type of program like Stadia that's literally in the classroom with these companies and helping them build their business, helping them build their sales pitches and taking them from these concepts and building entire new forms of business around it, it's really unbelievable. And it's just a really fulfilling, for me at least, to see these companies getting the attention that they might not get other places.
Hmm. How about you?
I think as a native St. Louisan, I couldn't actually be more proud. So I grew up here and obviously moved away after high school. But to come back here and a little bit later in my life and see what St. Louis has become, even in the aftermath of AB kind of transitioning into where they are now, I think it's a really cool space. And I think what Stadia is doing and all of these other startups is almost a new beginning for the entire city, which I, you know, 10 years ago, I was a little bit worried that whether or not we'd get that and we'd fall into, you know, a Detroit. But we've really become a shining beacon for other cities of what they could become in the innovation space.
Well, I get asked a lot, being a guy from California, you know, comparing and contrasting, how does St. Louis ecosystem compare to other ecosystems, California, Boston, what have you. And I think the phrase accumulation of marginal gains?
Aggregation of marginal gains.
Aggregation of marginal gains. I mean, that is the definition. By definition, that's what St. Louis excels at, right? Mm-hmm. We have the opportunity here to not make wide sweeping change, but are we incrementally better than
we
were?
Which has been tried in the past. One big thing, it'll fix it all, will be great.
Right, but we need several small wins over time to move the needle on a large scale, but we don't. That's dissatisfying for some people. But if we look back, when I moved here in January of 2012, Arch Grants was just launching. Mm-hmm. Capital Innovators was just launching.
And Global Hack did not exist.
Global Hack did not exist. There are a lot of things that just did not exist.
Yeah, like Stadia Ventures.
We are only 4 years into, since I've been here 4 years now. Correlation.
You're about ready to graduate.
It's correlation. Maybe me coming here, I don't know, whatever. I'm not going to say it. Watson can tell us if there's anything with that. But the amount of things those incremental things that we've been able to accumulate over time have been fascinating. Stadia Ventures, Yield Labs, which is focusing on the ag tech side of things, 630, which focuses on fintech. Those are all things that are authentic to this ecosystem, and it's moving us forward and putting us on the proverbial map across the country.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we are up against the news at the top of the hour. So let's call it a week. Thanks, guys. Nick and Patrick from IBM Watson and Under Armour.
Thank you.
For coming in.
That's right. We'll do it again.
All right. See you.